Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to Podcast and Chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Tabuga! Yay! Yes. I'm booking you for tonight. Say yes.
I'm not here. I'm in Nairobi, honey. Sorry.
Oh! You in Nairobi?
I'm in Nairobi.
Ah, what Kenya?
I'm back tomorrow. What are you booking me for? I'm telling my sleep.
End the show now.
Close the damn show. Close the damn show.
Hinda, baby. So Paduka is here.
Yeah.
Ghost Ladies, yeah.
I'm here.
Aya is here. Mellicant is here. We are all here. Oh my goodness. I'm so glad and Tanta Lux landed, bro. Because that was my favorite. I wasn't scared, but normally, like, those episodes don't do well.
Oh, okay.
Because we're talking about serious things, things that matter. And people want to check out episodes where we're talking about who is smashing, who's doing what.
I don't think that's the case now.
For real.
A lot of people
are conscious and want good conversation. What will build the country? What's coming next, guys? We need to be better people. We need to be woke blacks, you know?
Like so many people. Like even before we also thought of having mental health practitioners. People were like, yo, can you guys have these kind of people on the show?
Yeah.
People want the real things. They love all the banter and shit, but they want the real stuff.
Yeah.
The bean wanting the real stuff.
And if you look at it also, last year, the episodes that like really did well, it's your guys like your Israel.
Oh, yes.
Remember?
The knowledge.
The kind of knowledge.
The knowledge dropping bombs there.
Yeah.
Bro.
Zex Bantwini, remember?
Zex. Oh, Zex. Yeah, so, clap your hands.
Yeah.
Before Sama.
Yeah. Way before summer.
Way before summer, guys. Yeah.
You know, Zakes wanted to do like a road trip with us after that interview.
Oh, for real?
Yeah,
oh.
He was like, yo, man, your platform is so big. We got to do like a nationwide tour. I'll come and speak. Like, ah, cool. Let's chop it up.
Yeah.
And then he dropped us some. Never answered his call since.
Why speak? Why speak when you can just go, oh. Kill it.
Oh, wow, for real.
Really?
Yeah, you got too busy, bro. You can understand, though. You got too busy, bro.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
But that would have been dope, hey?
We can still do it.
Nah.
Yeah, if people want it and he's keen, let's fucking rock and roll.
Imagine the lineup and you've got Tlantla Lux, you've got Zex Bantwini. Imagine.
Oh, it brings me to this thing that I saw by Kanye West. He's got this thing. I bumped into it last night. It's like, I don't know if it's a documentary, but they shot it and it's available on YouTube. Just Google Kanye West Future Brunch. So what he's
Future
got...
Future Brunch.
Yeah, he's got like 90 creatives in the entertainment space making big decisions. Black people.
Mm-hmm.
And he's basically just preaching about, okay, cool. We know what has happened with us in the past. Here we are now. How do we change the future for our kids? And it's so profound, man. Like, there's a thing that he mentioned there. He's like, in America, there's 44 million black Africans, right? And if we kept the economy amongst us as blacks, then we'd be the second richest company in the world, because number one is Apple. But he's saying that our economy as black people in America, the 44 million of us, is worth 1.8 trillion. So if we just kept it amongst each other, the black company could be the second richest company in the world. Do you get what he's saying?
I get what he's saying, 100%. Like, even in South Africa, right? I mean, that's why when a Kurt Zuma gets dropped by Adidas, he doesn't have another a brand to go to that is black owned. We don't have a, as much as a lot of the athletes in the world who are doing very well, you know, are black, but we don't have a black owned athletic brand these guys can actually go to. For example, right? When a podcast and chill gets ditched by white owned brands that don't understand what we're trying to do, we don't have a black cell phone network that can actually say, we get you guys. Here's 30 million, 50 million, you know, and that's the problem. And I agree with Kanye West. What he's saying?
The money,
you know, we need black. Lewis Hamilton, right now, is getting paid 55 million in salary from Mercedes Benz.
Yeah.
Red Bull has got that Verstappen guy. Right? A Max. They've decided to pay him 55 million. He's got like 7 championships or whatever. He's got one, but they're getting paid the same.
What Max?
No. The one they renewed his contract. No?
Yeah, the Red Bull guy. You know what I mean? Because of that same thing. We don't have black super company. We don't have a black company that is making cars for the world. We don't have a black company that is making cool drinks for the world. Making energy drinks for the world. That's providing internet for the world. A black company that's providing clothes, like mass production clothes for the world. They're all white owned.
Yeah.
So it's a white world.
Damn.
That's why, you know, exactly. So I agree with Kanye. We need to start thinking like that.
Yeah, have you guys, you haven't seen this thing that I'm talking about? No one has seen it. Dude, you got to see it.
Where
it's
is
so
it?
Profound.
Where
it's
is
on
it?
YouTube.
On YouTube.
It's just gaggle. Just
gaggle.
Gaggle. Hey, yeah.
Who you gagging?
Yeah.
Told you,
he doesn't want to
get
born. So he knows that, you know,
he must
there's
Google.
Ways, there's no pregnancy proof ways of enjoying himself. There are pregnancy proof ways of enjoying himself in the bedroom.
Oh,
now he's like, hey, let's gaggle.
We're not even googling some gagging.
Hey, and you're from Limpopo. And you're from Limpopo. You're making a woman who's a magag.
Me, I'm a gag.
Yo, gagger.
Wow. Kanye West, Google Kanye West Future Branch. And you know what he said? That was also profound, bro.
Yeah.
He was like, right now, as, because he had like all the important people, people from BET, this other magazine, like very profound people making big decisions in America, right? He's like, we gotta come together, bro, you know, make a better future for our kids. And he's like, the fact that we're sitting here, all of us speaking English is a problem. Why are we not speaking our indigenous language?
And he's American.
Yeah.
Wow.
English is his first language and only language.
That's the only language.
Number one. And he's right. Mm. That's why at Red Bull said, nah, fuck it, Lewis Hamilton's getting paid 55 million, we'll pay 55 million.
Mm.
Right? If there was a black Formula One car team, it'll just say, oh, fuck it, man, we'll pay 200 million. There's no way that kid is earning the same as you without the same accolades. But we don't have black people in our corner in big corporates.
Yeah.
Yo, I mean, we don't have a black owned newspaper. I doubt Isolezo was black owned. Who owns Isolezo?
Oh.
It's not, right? Who it's not. It's not. So like when we had that guy, like Mzulintizo, you watch shows like that and the writers are white.
Yeah. Imagine.
You're like, how the wait, so they write, then they spend money to translate.
Yeah.
Just so that the ownership
the
of the writers is white.
The team in such cases is predominantly white.
It's a white world. Yeah. And we need to change that because black people, we contribute so much into it. Whether it be fashion, athletics, music, we contribute too much to the world,
too
not
much.
To own anything in the world.
Too much.
And that's what he said. He said, me and Virgil Abloh. Who's Virgil Abloh?
Virgil Abloh, Off-White founder off-white, who passed away, may his soul rest in peace. Black Coffee's friend.
Is it?
Yeah.
So he said, before him and Kanye and him entered the fashion space, luxury was here and black fashion was here. And we made it now a luxurious thing.
Mm-hmm.
So he's trying to do that, but like with our mindset. Mm-hmm. Of how we treat each other, how we speak with each other,
mm-hmm.
how we transact with each other. Oh, man, it's
how
powerful.
How we speak to each other is very important.
It's
number
very
one.
Important. Yeah.
Like, it's, hey, we're harsh to one another, man.
Fucked up.
We are harsh
fucked
as
up.
Black people
and even
to
ask,
one another.
Even ask the question, is cancel culture only in the black
space?
Space.
Yeah.
Generally, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where is it?
Where else is it?
Ah,
have you heard of white Twitter? I'd love to go there. What happens there?
They post cats. They post kittens.
Yeah.
They post pictures of kittens. And, you know,
it's a loving space, that side. It's a loving space.
But anyway, I didn't want to delve too much in that. But yeah, check it out.
Yeah, but that's a beautiful idea. As black people, we've got a band together, man.
I'm definitely going to watch it.
Imzinez and Zinzo, are they the first Inkabis, the originals?
There was no Nkabi
there. It was very,
Nkabi's not...
It was comedy.
Nkabi is not like comedy phrase, man. Nkabi's not comedy.
Where's Nkabi?
Unless you're talking death at a funeral. Then, yeah, there's Nkabi involved somehow. But Nkabi's not comedy,
do you know what
man.
Nkabi is?
Huh? Oh. What's Nkabi?
Big Zulu.
Yeah.
Ushuru Nkabi. What's Nkabi?
Someone who obviously was sent to kill someone. Right?
It's a hitman. Nkabi's a typically it's a hitman.
It's a hitman.
Originally it's a hitman.
Yeah.
So why is Big Zulu pushing that is Nkabi?
No, I think it's just
He's capable. Oh, is that his background?
No.
That's not what
thing is, that's why I said the words. Originally it's Nkabi, it's someone who's a hitman. But
it's also a protector.
It became a term of G, the original term, yo, what up, G, is gangster.
Gangster.
What up, gangster?
Yeah.
But it became a colloquial term of endearment.
Yes.
So it became a term of, yo, bro. Like, yo, G, what up, G?
Like, Nkabi yako, if you know your shit, protect you.
Yeah. So Nkabi, it's like, Nkabi am, you my real, my
like
nigga.
Like nigga.
Yeah, literally. Oh. But the original term is Nkabi, it's a hitman, Nkabi.
Yeah.
What do you say?
Especially for like taxi owners.
What are you saying, Aya?
No, you can disagree if I'm fucking wrong. I don't want to miseducate people.
Inkabi is in daughter of Zulu. But now I can't sit in Tumeli Inkabi Zam. I'm a daughter of Yobulalum. And then it was.
Oh, so the original is not the hitman part?
No.
It's like.
It was just changed.
A Zulu.
Yeah. Nkabiam.
Like a Zulu guy. Like.
Oh, Inkabi.
Like a Zulu.
It comes from that also.
Okay.
And then it was changed to Nkabiam in daughter. But he sent Nkabi Zako to kill.
Is it related to Nkambi? Like, cause
I don't know.
Because Nkambi Nyam, when you say Nkambi Nyam, you mean like exactly like Nkambi Nyam.
Mesh should know that is Zulu.
Yeah, stable. Like I say Nkambi Nyam. Like when you say like me, I'm from Foslo. There's people like you know, I say Nkambi Nyam. You know what I mean? I don't know if it's related, but I get what you mean.
Yeah.
So the original is not really the hitman part.
No.
It's like my GGG. Oh.
Yeah.
And then it became the only thing I can trust with a murder.
Yeah, twirling Kabiza.
Because I trust you. You can murder.
What are you niggas doing in KZN, dog? What's going on there?
You grew up in Parktown, bro. Like I'm from Foslo. He's from Cape Town. She's from KZN.
Kailisha. I'm not from Cape Town, I'm from Khayelitsha.
Whoa.
What's going on?
So Aya's not from Cape Town, he's from Khayelitsha.
That's different.
Break it down for us.
It's simple. There's two sides of Cape Town. There's Khayelitsha, Nyanga, that other side, and then there's the Cape Town you guys, the tourists, go to. That we never ever experienced. I only experienced that when I came to Jose and came back.
When you had money. Yeah, when you had money, basically.
Yeah.
Are you for real?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
So you've never experienced Cape Town, the beach front with the nice hotels?
Cape Spade?
Nah.
Only
when I started working.
For
didn't
real?
Even know it's there.
That's the only Cape Town I know.
Yeah, that's the only Cape Town I know.
Remember we wanted, before your flights, we wanted to go into Khayelitsha. We need to pass the airport because the airport separates the two sides. So we needed to pass the airport, but you guys were late. We needed to go into the airport.
So
that other side is the Cape Town I know.
Oh. So technically, Khayelitsha isn't Cape Town, but the people from Khayelitsha don't... The name Cape Town doesn't resound.
I don't know about the people, but abantu base Khayelitsha go to work just the town.
Mm.
Wow.
They don't see the luxurious side that...
That's why!
Telling you about Cape Town, give them like... That's crazy, right?
So that's like staying in Alex, but you've never been to Sandton.
Sure.
Yo.
But Sandton is too close.
Yeah,
so
yeah, it's too close.
Would have to
Melrose.
Get
sure,
on the freeway.
Melrose. They don't know Rosebank or whatever.
Damn, man. That's
crazy, right?
Life in Cape Town, man.
Separated.
Something needs to be done with Cape Town, man.
I'm fine. Susana,
but you also get people, you see, like, let's say, I'd know, for instance, when we came back in KZN growing up, there'll be many people saying they've never been to Durban, you know, to see the ocean. But you're like, you're just like an hour away. It's not that far.
Who grew up around Durban.
Yes. But this was when I was still, I don't know now, but I'm just saying when I was still younger. And you'd hear that a lot.
That's crazy, man.
But luckily, Khayelitsha is the only hood that has a beach.
Oh, Kailicha's got a beach.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Shit.
Oh.
Wait. So there's a beach? A beach? Wait. No, you know why? Because I've seen it in pictures, right? Around the coast, whether it be Western Cape or around the coast, whereby you see, like, huts. And then a stone throw away, literally, like, 100 meters is a beach. But Kailicha... Yeah, there's a hood and they've got a beach.
There's a Monabisi beach at the end of Kailicha.
Oh, that's the dopest hood in the world.
As you're going out to Musenberg and all of those coastal...
tell me it's good, it's proper, it's clean.
Yeah, it's good.
Okay.
It's good. That's all. Otherwise, but people don't go there anymore. What? Most people, I don't know.
Wow, there's a hood with a beach.
Yeah, that's the only hood.
In SA. Oh.
Dog. No.
You guys didn't know about this.
No.
Kailicha is the only hood that has a beach, dog.
Damn.
No, but there's also like go these whole, like, I guess it's like, what, rural homes in KwaZulu-Natal, I know, but they've got the sea, the view.
Yeah, like, literally.
Yeah, it's just huts, you know.
Bro, can we do a podcast at that beach. Hood with the beach? And Kokomora, like.
I've been trying
to. No, where the Nkabis live, you know, like the...
Where?
A hostel.
The hostel, okay. Yes. Like a proper hostel. Yeah.
There's many hostels in those.
Yeah, let's do
Africa.
A podcast from there, bro. That'll be lit, dog.
Yeah, nah, proper.
Let's do
it. Let's carry second-hand equipment and then when we go there.
Yeah. No, but those people not generally are nice people. If you don't mess with them, they won't mess with you.
I think we need to know someone from there.
No, we're going to Kailicha. I'm working on it, I promise.
That's dope.
But we want the beach. Kailicha beach part.
You want Monabisi?
Yeah, Munwabis, yes, yeah. Please.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, no, let's rock it.
Oh, great, man.
Let's rock it.
Hey, man, that's so dope. Yeah, that's sad, though, dope. That there's people in Durban who've never been to the beach. Yeah. Like, the hoods in Durban. Ah, God, that's just
that's
sad,
wild,
not
right?
Even just hoods. It could be, you know, like, people just in the, not just even your locations, like your townships, but your homelands, kind of villages, kind of places, yeah?
How old is the taxi industry? Because I only see on the wife, and I'm seeing now, I'm like, ooh, siakala la.
Yeah.
Like, it's wild,
taxi
this taxi
industry is wild, man. It's always been wild.
For real?
Yeah, it's money. Money's always been wild. Right?
So these niggas put hits out
fighting
for
roots.
Yeah, because the cake is not infinite. It's limited.
Yeah.
And the more people come in, the less your slice of the cake is. It's money, bro.
Mm.
It's like if we get so big that we're messing with Naspers money and their media houses, rest assured, Ishi's gonna go down.
Yeah. Mm.
Someone will be involved.
Someone will send Ngabi for you.
Or accident or whatever.
Hey guys, stop subscribing. Hey, it's right. Hey, we're good.
They'll be like, what's the soul like? We'll use him through that. You know, next thing, soul's dead. There are some people in this house of a particular, you know, inclination. And, you know, it happens. It's like, yeah.
Me, they're going to use the bottle, man, because they know I love the bottle.
It's like there's a Nigerian president. What's his name? Sani Abacha.
Yeah.
That guy died, right? He was a prostitute when he died. And it is said that the apple he had eaten was poisoned.
Whoa.
And this claims the CIA who killed him.
CIA?
Yeah, because he was a dictator. Literally, he was like a military leader, worked up the ranks in the military. And then he took control of the country through a coup.
And not even jollof rice.
Too important.
Oh.
No, not even jollof. This guy was like just importing women, like, you know, that book Chola was off. It was Chola off. Yeah, just importing them, you know. And yeah, he passed away, dog, from an apple. The legend is, you know the story, nah? Oh, I just saw your hand signaling. But I'm sure of this story. I've heard it. I know the story. Trust me. You know, from Nigerians firsthand. And they use people who are in power, who've got the means, will use what your weakness sometimes to camouflage a hit.
Yes.
So it'll just look like it's a freak accident or whatever.
And then you're gone.
It's money. So the taxi thing, it's not just... Also, let's be real, guys. It's not just exclusive to black people and our businesses. People the world over kill you when you start to eat into their money.
Mm.
When you start to take their slice of the money, you will die.
Yeah.
And it's life, sadly.
Underworld, how many mafias do you know of that reside in Joburg? Let's start with Joburg.
I don't know any.
For real?
Mafia, proper, I don't know any.
Yeah.
I know there's a whole thing happening in Bedford View.
Yes.
Ukrainians.
Yeah.
Especially like East.
Isn't that European. The Jewish mafia?
Nah. East European a lot. Okay. Well, you find some in thing. You're like, what's this guy, bro, who used to work with Abu? That's a guy, South African, like from Ukraine, South African criminal.
Yeah.
Guy, what's his name? From Bedford View. They arrested him. They wanted him for the longest time. Mm. Politically affiliated. He worked with Glenn Agliotti and them.
A Ukrainian gangster.
Ukrainian Bedford View gangster. Just Google that.
Bedford View.
Like, gangster. Bedford View, I know, is a place where guns go off randomly. There was
Lolly Jackson.
No, Lolly Jackson's South African.
Okay.
But the guy was in that circle as well. It's not Vladimir something, man.
Kretcher.
Yeah, Kretcher. Rodovan Kretcher. You remember him? He's Ukrainian, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Rodovan Kretcher. Like, in the east, around Eastgate, Bedford View, it's crazy. There was a hit, I think, on him or one of the other guys where he parked his car. One guy parked his car. There was a car in the front.
Yeah.
Right? And then that car got it's a car, but it's automated. There's machinery put in there. And then, like, the boot opened and there were, like, guns just going off at the car.
No way! Yeah. So you think for real?
You know that story?
No!
A story like that happened in Bedford View, like, right around the corner. It's gangster's paradise there. So what I'm saying is I don't know any mafias, but we got serious, real-life mafias.
Yeah.
Let me Google the story. Give me a laptop, man.
Dog, that sounds like a movie.
Yeah, it happened in Bedford View, bro. Hey, dog, we've got mafias in SA, man. Like, I don't know names. And even if I did, I'm not stupid enough.
Yeah, I wouldn't release names either.
I'm not stupid. Hey, bro, shit goes down, bro. Like,
we need a vendor mafia here.
Bedford.
You should start one. Hey, are you strong enough? Are you strong enough? Start one.
Hey, we'll rock all your mangoes, eh?
How? Mango.
Throw us with avocados.
Avocados.
Yeah. tomatoes, ZZ2.
Mm-hmm. Yo, bro, drive. You see, like, there's so many, like, even now they're saying Kretcher linked to Bedford View hit. Bedford View drive-by mafia. Like, there's always some shit happening in Bedford View.
Wow.
I'm trying to get the car story. Hold on, man. I remember reading the story. I'm sure there's chillers who know about the story.
Because every time I play in Bedford View, like, the white people there are like black people, man. They're like Eminem on steroids. You know what I mean? Like, they listen to piano.
Yeah.
You know?
Look, the police found 33 bullet cartridges on the crime scene.
Hey, that sounds like a movie, dog.
Bro, that's I think this might be the story on Monday, man. I'm continuing for Black Sam, a man who walked with
him. Have you been to Bedford View?
Yeah, in passing, not really like.
So you don't know anyone from there?
No, I don't.
Now check this out. On Monday, the manhunt continues for the killer of the man known as Black Sam. Black Sam is a man who walked with a limp from an old gunfight injury, earning him the second nickname, Cripple Sam, a Lebanese South African gangster. Like, dude, it's movie stuff. Like, for real. Like, it's a movie. Like, there's niggas called Cripple Sam. Like, dog.
Like, Sam gonna cripple you.
I don't know, but drug lords, what? But Bedford View, bro, has got crazy stories, man. Like, there's a story about the car, man. Oh, I wish I could get that story. That was a wild story, bro. Like, the car, then there was those bullets, like, raining. Oh, bro. Oh, sure. Man,
that's wild, man.
It's wild. I'll find it, though, but I'm telling you now, true story.
Yeah.
So I don't know of, like, you know, proper drug law, but there are, because, like, you, for example, if you look at the amount of shipment that gets confiscated at the airport of drugs, and they were like 100 million seized in drugs at the airport.
Yeah.
Then you know that's going to a serious drug lord.
Oh, man, I'd love
Matthew Booth. Yeah. You know, the killing of him and the things he was involved in.
Yeah.
Hectic things. And around that period also, remember there was
No.
Hey, sorry. Not Matthew Booth, Mark Batchelor.
Mark Batchelor. Boucher.
Not a Pacha. Pacha is a cricketer, a wicket keeper.
Okay.
Yeah. This one was a keeper of other things. Mark Batchelor.
Yes.
You know, he was also involved in some weird things around the bouncer industry, security industry.
Mm.
And it was on the, around the period whereby there was a kandakanda, a tractor in Australia, I think it was, that was seized from South Africa, that they had hidden coke, like tons of coke, in this tractor. In Australia, they found it, and it came from here. But maybe it was probably from like the original shipment from Brazil or Colombia or whatever the drugs or wherever the drugs were from. We've got real shit happening here.
I can just see Netflix saying Narcos SA reloaded.
Literally, we could have it. Hey, bro. And also, you'd be surprised by the pigment of the people responsible. It's not always, people always think Nigerians, blacks, African, black. No, there's some serious criminals from East Europe who run proper, serious syndicate. I mean, what's his name? Rugby player who passed away? Passed away, he had a drug overdose in a brothel or strip club in Bedford View.
What?
What's his name?
Hey, man.
Hey,
James Small. James Small. James Small had that thing. Yeah, when he, you know the story. Like, when he passed away, it was in Bedford View in some strip club. Who do you, trust me, I don't think it's owned just by G.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a face. Even like most strip clubs, they're not owned by just J&J. A guy who goes like a normal, it's probably a normal family guy, but he's a serious, serious underworld player.
You gotta know your shit.
Yeah, you gotta. You can't just open a strip club.
Yeah.
And sell pussy and, you know.
You can't.
You can't. Okay. Selling pussy is illegal.
Yeah.
But we all know it happens. But you can't.
Damn.
That's serious underworld. In South Africa, there's a serious underworld. Serious, serious thing. These drugs that end up in the hood are not imported by Utemba from around the corner.
Yeah.
You know, oh my God. No, they're brought in by serious guys and they find their way down to the hood and everybody takes a piece of the pie.
That's wild. Did you know any of this, ghost lady?
No, I am aware. I'm also aware of the mafia, but it's like off your West African.
Yeah, they also.
Also, yeah.
But the big guys are not West African. The big guys, East European. The big, seriously big political tied guys with political friends and whatnot. That's why Rodovan Krecha, it was like a whole thing because it got friends in high places.
Fuck me. Anyway, on a lighter note, I finally got to see Uncle Waffles play.
Oh! Yes. And?
Man, she's a superstar. I think one day that girl is going to be the greatest export from SA.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Ah, she's a superstar. She looks the part.
Yeah.
Was she wearing the one of the thongs?
Yeah. She's beautiful, looks the part. She can mix.
Yeah.
This is better than you, Saul, eh?
Ah, not better than me. No waste. Have you heard me play, fam? You heard me fuck up one song. And when I said Uncle Waffles mixes better than
but
me.
But you know he's gonna forever be on your case about that one fuck up.
Yeah, like he's released how many horrible songs. And I let him be, right? Yeah. I'm like, he'll improve, he'll get there, he tried buying fucking songs. Mufuno came out, it was a flop.
I'm sure he's made you listen to a lot of his songs. Hasn't he made you listen
to
his
songs? No, he won't. He's scared. He knows. I'll tell him shit. Like,
you should be
songs,
happy.
Jazzy gave him some excuse. Or, no, it's in the other EP.
That's coming out.
The other EP that's coming out, but we've never heard of it.
We've never heard
that's
of it.
That's why it's called EP. Because we've been fucking looking for it. So fuck him, you know? Dude, fuck out of here, bro. Like, I rock, and people, you've seen people tweet, like, yo, you killed it. You know what I mean? Motherfucker, that joke is dead. Stop that joke. You know I can play, and I kill it, and I murder it. Fuck is all about. Where's your EP? EP. Call me to studio, I'll help you. I'll hold your hand and help you make music. It's fine.
What did you think of Uncle Waffles, ghost lady? She was there as well.
No, I was there.
What was this?
She was playing in
not Recharge, but the guys that own Recharge.
Ethiopia.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, Ethiopia. They
Ethiopia. Okay. And how was it?
They did a party. 103 girls.
Yeah.
Oh, like, that Recharge 103 girls thing. Yeah. Lamise was there as well.
Yes.
Also, right? I saw that thing.
Very dope. Like, I loved her set there, and I feel like, you know what, when I look at her, she looks, you know, when you say this, she looks the part. She really carries the music. Oh, but wait, remember what happened? it just switched off. Like, didn't the music or the whatever?
Yeah, but because we don't mention that. Now you're making the guys look bad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't mention that part.
No, we need to be honest. We're an honest platform.
No, yeah. the sound fucked them up.
Yeah,
like,
the sound was...
The sound guy dropped them literally at 10 a.m. and the event was 11.
No.
So they had to make plans. So while she was playing, they were busy setting up the sound, literally.
No.
So it used to cut shame. And...
She's a goddess. Like, I salute her.
She got ass.
No.
I haven't seen her.
She's a youngster, dog.
She's a youngster. Like
20, 21?
Yeah.
She's 21. Yeah, she's a baby. She's a baby, man. Uncle Wolf. Uncle Nestum. That's fine. I love her. She came on the show. Are we going to have her as friend of the podcast?
We should.
Yeah, we
should.
Did you talk to her? No, we didn't. She was like in and out.
She would have said no.
Why?
Why?
Because she's trying to, you know how these people are, right? Who trying to be like, they see us as some form of, they think it's a good move to reject a podcast or an invitation. And it's a horrible move.
Mm.
They think they want to be brand clean and whatnot. Oh, so yes. She strikes me like that type.
Oh, yeah, like an industry girl, ne?
You think so?
None of the industry girls would come here.
Yeah.
You know, and we chilled. We don't try catch people. I saw my Parisa's video saying, yeah, if you want to end your career, you can go to Medji. Guys, we don't try to catch people out.
We just have conversations.
Yeah. We don't
genuine conversations.
Alcohol. Natasha Tahana had water. You know, we just chat to people and be comfortable.
How many
with
people
them?
Do we sit with and who say they don't even drink? And this is like
one guy who needs water is that Mlando guy.
Hey, is it toss or dos?
Dos.
Not toss.
Dos.
Or dos. Hey, what happened with that guy? I saw that video, hey? What happened with that guy, bro? What's going on?
First I thought, nah, there's no way this is real.
But
then they poured in the water and it grows, so he just needed water, you know? So.
But how do you get tired with one hit? How do you get tired like that?
Okay, Mac has never had a hit, so you wouldn't know. But it does happen, fam.
It does happen. When that you have to perform that hit maybe 5 times
yes,
a night.
Yes, you could book.
That same hit.
Yes, yeah. You could book for 30 minutes, and then you'll perform his other songs, and then maybe you'll do 2 covers by a friend of his, like his friend Robot Boy, I know. You know what I mean? So he's overbooked, and guys are not sleeping.
Yeah.
And you know the game, right? He's not sleeping, he's overbooked, he's human. And
but that's cocaine there. That's cocaine there.
He's not on it, because if he was on it, he wouldn't faint.
No, but that looks like he almost OD'd.
Mm.
Is that what it looks like when you OD? Nah, bro.
I've never taken it, but I mean, there's no way he's normal, man. There's no way he could just pass out
no,
like
it's
that.
But if you're on coke, it's a drug that gives you energy, they
sure.
say, right?
But so, if you overdose, there should be some repercussions, like what happened.
Nah, I don't think it. I don't think so.
If he didn't wake up, what were they going to say? They were probably going to say he OD'd.
No, it's just exhaustion.
I was just tired. Yeah. Look, bro, I've never fainted in my life.
Mm.
No matter how hot it gets, no matter how long I've been in the sun, and I'm just one of those people. I don't think I'd ever faint for anything. And
I don't think it's a choice, though.
Some people just... No, it's not a choice. You're right.
Yeah.
But I just think some people's body... There's people who are susceptible to fainting and there's people who aren't. I'm not. Some people faint, bro. Like, I've seen kids faint at inter-house athletics
inter-high,
in school. Inter-house. You know, the Eagles, Falcons, the Blue House, Green House.
Yeah.
And we're out on sunny day in the field... Racing and giligiti, people are falling. So some people are just prone to fainting. It doesn't have to be drug induced. People faint.
What would have been funny is had he fainted and his hips were still.
I'm glad.
It would be a challenge. It would be a challenge right now. Umlando challenge.
Umlando
on
challenge.
Another level.
Yeah, now you're in the floor. And your friend is pouring water. I thought he faked it up until I saw the water because you could see water going to the nostril and you can't just fake through that shit. You know, that's going to definitely...
And the DJ didn't even stop playing the song. It was just went on, I think.
I don't know. Maybe the DJ was thinking, oh, it's a surprise performance thingy.
But
he's doing.
I'll be honest with you. Remember I told you I was complaining December when I had like 3 gigs in 1 weekend or whatever.
Oh, yeah?
These gigs are killing our kids, bro. I'm telling you, man. It's too much, bro.
Killing the kids?
That's too much.
It's not.
It is. I'm telling you,
if you drink water water and eat veggies while digging, you won't be tired.
You'll be fine.
How many artists do you think are doing that?
Not, because they're supplementing with other their own things that, you know.
Exactly. It's killing our kids, man. This five gigs a night.
But wait.
It's feeding your kids, though. It's not killing you. It's feeding your kids. It's 5 gigs a night.
No, I'm just saying, how many guys have you interviewed, like you've sat with, even these, like your former big stars, and said that you had to perform 5-10 gigs a night and they were traveling? All the stories that you
let
sit
me call
through.
Let me call you Lady see? Duo someone. Give me a phone there. Let me call someone. It's not normal. 5 gigs a night. Come on,
but it's
guys.
Been happening.
No.
Didn't Kabelo also have those such, like when he was talking to Kabelo, Mabelan?
Ah, Kabelo, Mabelan.
Mabalan.
Mabalani.
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 Oh, Mabalani.
Mabalani, but it doesn't mean Mabalani, like the one, right? He does, he's a writer, I mean, obviously.
Let me call
and he did a good job at Ricky's memorial. Shout out to Booga Two Shoes, man. Oh, shout out to Booga Two man. Shoes. Booga Two Shoes.
Casper made it about himself.
I did you watch the memorial?
Oh, is that what you took from it? Did he?
He did. Oh, that was.
Give me another artist I can call. Lady Dude's not answering.
Put it will never answer.
I think we want an interview.
You, what do you want to ask?
Can you gig 5 gigs a night? Let me ask. Who gigs 5 gigs a day? Devin Gogo. I don't have a number.
We've called Devin Gogo once.
Yeah.
Remember?
But I didn't save it. Damn. Lamise
is clean and nice. See, she can do 5 gigs because Lamise, you can see, bro.
I don't know.
Clean. Well,
just don't drink, man.
Don't drink.
Don't drink alcohol.
Look at Black Coffee. He doesn't drink. And he's always doing like 20 gigs a night.
Casper won't answer. Come on.
Casper. Casper won't answer, man.
Let's try Casper, actually. I've got his number.
Let's try Casper. 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 People call say Casper killed me, like Casper. Casper. It's Casper. Casper.
It's calling. It's not even ringing.
I really want a Casper. Casper.
I think I have the old number. This is probably the old number.
He's been using the same number for a while, like the personal number.
Okay, let me call Lebza. Lebza the villain will answer.
Lebza
the villain.
And he's
got a big song right now.
Oh, yeah, Lebza the villain. Yeah, he's going hard on this piano, ne?
Mm.
Hey, let's call Lebza and his family, you know. He used to do...
Chiller's Club.
Chiller's Club, man.
Yeah.
Lebza the villain. Villain. What happened to F-Easy? Stirring. You don't know F-Easy?
Yo, Lebza!
The villain.
Grant,
you live on the podcast. What's happening, dog?
Can't hear him.
Hey, man, I'm good, my G. How are you?
Hey, why are you changing your voice now?
I'm telling you, now you're in radio mode.
We're the biggest podcast. We must act right.
The most act right.
Listen, man, we wanted to find out from you. Do you think gigs are killing young people in terms of doing 5 gigs a night is not normal? That's my stance.
But when you're young, my man, the energy is there, bro. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's killing. You have time to rock.
5 gigs you know? A night, dog.
Yeah, bro. Especially if you start gigging, you know, like now you can start gigging earlier, so you have time to rock. By the time it's like 2 a.m. in the morning, you just go to Tanzania and go continue your rock nights.
And then what do you think about that Mlando guy who passed,
Utos.
Don't you think it's because...
Utos.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, Utos is actually a good friend of mine. We speak. I think he was just tired, man, you know. Mm. I think that gig was on a Tuesday, which is usually days where you're supposed to be resting as an artist, you know, taking a bit of time off because the weekend was that hectic. So if you're still continuing, like, your normal gigs on a Tuesday and Wednesday, on days where you're supposed to rest, it's definitely going to take a toll on your body. So I think you just have to prioritize time to just rest and then take care of your body, especially if this is all you're doing, you know, this is your job.
And then how do you handle it? Because I know you don't drink, you don't smoke, you don't do shit.
I fuck, nigga.
You fuck a lot, thank you. I'm glad you told him. I fuck, nigga. That's what he said, right?
Yeah.
Like, oh, nigga.
How do you handle it, dog? Gig number five. Don't you get tired, bro?
Ah, dog, I think it depends on which day it would be, you know. If it's already like on Sunday or Monday, then obviously I'm tired. I'm not as young as I used to be, bro, you know. But I just make time to rest, man. I think that's the most important thing. Like, you need to make time to take care of your body. It's like driving your car all the time and not taking it to service. There's going to be time where the engine's going to die.
Yeah.
So that's how you need to look at your body, is that if I'm driving my body from Thursday all the way to Monday, by the time it gets to Tuesday, your body needs to go in for service.
Hey, shout out to you, dog. I see you finally got a hit, man.
Oh, hey, thanks, thanks,
mama.
Hey, tough, that thing.
I found mine first. Yeah, no say funa. He's lufuno.
Nah, thanks, my brother. I dropped the track with Sinom Solo and Dos. The track is called Sosha. It's doing super, super well. It was the second biggest song on radio last week.
Wow.
So I think, it takes time to get something that everybody likes, you know, or the most of the people would like. So I'm really happy. I know a hit is very dangerous, but it's also a good thing because with me, I'm all about consistency. So I think I have something that actually just helps me with being a consistent brand in the game.
Danko, thank you to Nemzel Villain for taking our call, man. Hey, talk, I'm sorry, you play well. Hey, I can see.
I want to come in. No, because I'm such a chilled guy.
So don't hold back.
I wake in a monster. I'll be on your fucking case.
Thank
you know?
You're the best DJ I've ever heard in my life.
Don't hold back.
You see, now I'll be on your case even more. You know what I mean? Like, this one sugar. Like, yeah. What's up? Like, ah, it's cool. It's cool. Let's roll up our fucking sleeves.
Yes.
Gloves are on. Let's go. Let's go in. You know what I mean? Ah, motherfucker.
What else has been going on, man?
On that thing about Coke that you were saying or suggesting,
yeah.
Did you see Ntsiki's tweet? Look, I'm not a big fan of her, but sometimes she tweets sense, right? She had tweeted that, I'm thankful that Ricky's family was open about his never-ending struggles with addiction.
To Coke?
I don't know what.
Oh.
But there were talks in the funeral that he had an addiction problem and he had still been trying to...
He
was open with it. You know what I mean? He never wanted to dwell on it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Even with Slicker, when he spoke to him, he said, but I never want to cross the two things, addiction and mental health, even though at some point they do intertwine.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Mm. But it's two different things. So she tweeted that she's grateful for the family. They spoke about, you know, openly about his process of healing from addiction. Then she said, when are we having the cocaine conversation in the game?
Ooh. Yeah. That's a whole nother
episode.
Man,
are we having the cocaine? Because she's saying, we're just out here watching people die.
Mm.
Whether, you know, we're not saying they're dying from it, but it's
a pandemic.
It's a pandemic and it's fucking with people's mental health. A lot of things. Mm. When are we having? Because there's so many artists, some it's unspoken, that have died from it, you know?
Let's call Jaws.
TK died from Jaws. Jaws recovered, though. He's good.
He's recovered. He's good.
TK passed away from it.
Let's call Jaws. Ask him which celebrities he snorted coke with.
Pro, I heard stories of, you know, like, he's passing.
My nigga.
Yeah, what up, Jaws?
Jaws!
Yeah, you good?
Jaws!
Yeah, cocaine, what's happening with cocaine?
No, man, you can't just do that. You need to give Jaws a...
Yeah, some context.
Give Jaws... respect Jaws.
Hi, Jaws.
You're live on the podcast, Jaws. DJ Jaws.
Yeah?
Give him context, there.
Yo, Jaws.
Yeah.
What's up, fam?
Sharp.
Look, you speak... we're on the podcast, so we're talking about... coke in the game, but then I spoke about a tweet by Ntsiki where she says Shout out to Ricky's family for being open about his process of overcoming addiction. And when are we going to have the conversation about coke? And Mac then decided, let's call you as a person who's been open and recovered fully from the addiction about coke in the game and its prevalence in the game and how it you know, how normalized sometimes it can be.
Problem is, I wasn't addicted. I used to hang out with people who were addicted. That's why it was so easy for me to get out.
Okay, correction then.
Yeah, what papa, Mac?
Mac said we must call you. He's quiet now, you know?
So, what papa?
Is that what you're going to say, Jos? I remember I did an interview with Jos at Wired 10 years ago.
Yeah?
He's like, out of everyone he knows, I'm the one who's most likely to do cocaine in 10 years.
But you were heading that way, man. You were heading that way, bro. Yo, Jos.
Yeah.
With you having, like, chilled and seen people, do you think it's still like a norm and that it's just so normalized and no one ever wants to talk about it? And now we're seeing, you know, people...
The thing is, when people get into it, like, it's like one of those Rana Fela weekend. And some of them continue with that thing and they start needing it during the week. You know, because Rona, I think we used to take it because... We wanted to sober up. Like, after so many gigs, you start taking to make it to the next gig. So some of them, they just in it.
Do you think it's possible to do 5 gigs a night without cocaine?
I'm doing that now. I mean, I know it's possible. Oh, okay, I don't like doing it, but, yeah, you can do it. I mean, with Donald, look at Donald. Donald doesn't even drink.
He doesn't drink.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
So I think it's either you don't drink or you're on cocaine. You can't be in the middle.
Mm. And also, remember, we used to have, like, work. I mean, I was at YFM. I had to report to work. The guys now, they just gig. And kick a weekend, like, it's not like during the week you recover during the week, you know?
Yeah.
You don't need it.
Yeah.
I got you. Who are some of the people you snorted with?
Daddy, I've got something for you. I don't want it, you know. Daddy used to like it a lot, man.
Yeah, man.
I used to like
it. Yeah. Anybody else?
There's a guy that kills myself. He even stole a drug dealer's car. They called me about it. Emuna, a drug dealer is chasing us because we stole his car. Yo, it was madness. That guy was deep, dog. Kills myself. The other ones. I can't mention the other ones,
bro. You gotta do a whole episode because Jaws is on the network. He does After Chillers.
Yes, I love After Chillers
live at 10 p.m. You gotta do a whole episode about the people you took cocaine with, man. Because those stories are wild.
Those stories are wild, yo.
But remember, we only used to take like a weekend. Like, it wasn't a problem per se. You know what I mean? And right now, the boys are taking this thing, you know?
Mm.
Like, it's hectic. People live off this. Because this other guy, he said, do you see that I'm high? You don't look high. That's the problem, because I don't look high. So that means, like, I've gotten to a point where I don't look high anymore.
It's just his normal face.
So yeah, it's a problem, Joe.
And then you told Mlindo to go perform.
Mlindo etang.
Mlindo etang.
And you know what they say about the advertising industry.
The advertising industry.
Yeah.
I've never seen anyone doing it.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Artists, all artists take, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I know. Shout out to you, DJ Jaws.
Shout out, DJ Jaws.
Yeah, man.
I've heard about the advertising industry. Yes. Is it the Lurie's, the advertising event?
Yeah. Oh,
they're like, it's a Coke fest. Yes. It's just slaloms and people just going down. It's Coke and snow.
Yeah. Yes. They've heard about that, ne?
Yeah, at the Lurie's. I went to the Lurie's like three Lurie's.
Ah, tell us about it.
No, guys.
Can we have another drink then?
Oh, tell guys.
Tell us about the Lurie's.
Guys, I studied. Remember, I went to AAA, School of Advertising, and I graduated as an art director. So I did work a bit in the industry, and I just decided to come out because I didn't like the.
Yeah, let's get to the cocaine and then.
I have witnessed.
I did see things, but I think those are part of the decisions that make me say I don't like to be in the industry because of the working. And like, you find that you have deadlines, you have to work all night, you're stuck in the office, but other people are doing things to have that energy, and it's like, I don't want to be do that.
So it was big.
Yeah, then. It was like a norm.
So if you don't do it, like, you're nobody.
It's not that. It's just, it depends on how strong are you to resist.
Okay,
give me
a breakdown of when you say pressures. So I go into the office on Monday.
Yeah, every day.
Every day, right?
Yes, there's deadlines.
Deadline is
there's
on
clients,
Wednesday.
Yeah.
There's clients. I've been grooving the whole weekend, so I haven't done my whatever I need to do. So I need to do an all-nighter.
Yeah.
Then I rock a line. To keep me up Tuesday night.
But remember also, I think for me, it also started with even just alcohol because you don't know in the agencies I work for. Like, they would say, you can go into the bar, have anything to drink from like 6 in the evening, you know?
Okay.
So already there's this alcohol available, but also there's your other things. There are people that are doing, right? For all-nighters, yes.
Okay.
So you had that, and it was like, I don't want this environment. I don't want to be stuck in an office drinking every day.
And do they look at you weird because you're not in that?
No. I was still young then, obviously. It was like, you're just an intern.
And these are people in high positions?
Yes.
High positions.
Yes.
I've heard about this. You've heard about this too.
I've heard about our advertising industry. Oh, yeah, I've heard. Especially when they want the ideas. Because Coke is apparently a drug that sharpens you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not like a drug that makes you like, oh, I want to sleep.
Yeah, like weed or something.
Yeah, like weed makes you want to chill, sleep, talk, hug trees, you know, like be good with the world. Mm. You know, but apparently Coke, it makes you like, I'm sharp.
But you get those who smoke weed and it's like, okay, I'm chilled, let me work.
It depends if it's a sativa or indica.
Yeah.
Sativa generally does that. It sparks the creative. Is it the left or right side of the brain?
Just keeps you calm. Like now you concentrate.
But Coke apparently makes you like, you are undefeatable. You are
a god.
You're a god. Like, you know, you're like, I want to fight the bouncer. Give me any bouncer. You know what I mean? It's like that. It's like very aggressive but sharp also. You know what I mean? Like, even if you're a lazy person, you'll just want to do something. You can't apparently take it if you want to sleep. You want to do something.
Yeah.
You know, so thing is right though. We need to have the fucking conversation about Coke.
Yeah.
Because if it's Coke that is finishing our artists, then we need to talk about Coke, guys. Because these artists have kids and families and people who rely on them and companies and employees and people who literally earn bread from their brand and their names. And if Coke is the problem, let's talk about Coke.
Oh!
Yeah.
We need to have a Coke round table. Mm. No, we need to have plenty. not a table full of Coke. You know, not a pile of Coke like they go tread like it. Not a round table of people. Mm. I'm lucky because I'm like very energetic naturally. Yeah. I love my alcohol, but I'm scared of that shit. Dog.
Yeah,
I'm scared. And a lot of people would think, like, Sol is so energetic. He's all of this. Yeah, I'm all of this naturally. I'm scared of that shit.
We're very quick to say things like, oh, depression, you know, mental health issues.
What is
because
the
they're
cause?
More safer to say, like, oh, that's a cause.
Let's go straight into it.
The
my mom
other
said
issues,
I can only take Coke when she passes away.
Why?
Then I can just say, oh, my mom is gone.
Oh, you've got permission?
Yeah, she said when she passes away, I can take Coke. Yeah.
Oh.
So I'm counting.
Hi, boy.
So who are you gonna call? So your mama's died. Who from the industry are you calling?
Jaws.
Hi, Jaws is out.
Joss lives nice now. He makes like some lettuce and some nice ostrich meat. He's eating clean, gyms and Joss, bro.
Joss gave me my first. He did my first demo at YFM.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, when I walked in there, he was with Bobby Malloy in Studio B.
Oh, flip Bobby Malloy. What are they doing in Studio B?
I don't know.
Is this an inside
joke? Yeah, it's an inside joke.
It's an inside joke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then I recorded my demo. First one ever.
Yeah?
Yeah, sent it to Bondo. Yeah.
Bondo Nduli. Yeah. Where's Bondo?
Yeah.
Oh, legends.
Anyway, Ghost Lady, what else do you want to talk about?
What do you guys think of AKA and Nadia Kai's relationship?
Yo, man, I'm envious of that guy's hit list.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Really?
Is hit list the right word? Is it too soon?
No.
Nah, hit list. No, we can't change the way.
Exes. Hey. How? Exes. Hey. The ladies he's been with.
DJ Zintle,
we just left in Kabi, please.
Softer.
No. But it's a hit list. No, when you've dated and smashed people, it's a hit list, right? Mm. It's a hit list. It's a hit list.
But what if they want to they don't want to refer to that a person like that?
Who?
That person.
I'm just saying. Pelang, it's you've got different types of people out there.
Oh, guys, whatever. The no, list guys. Girls he's
when you meet a person on the first date, you met him on Tinder, you're like, so how's your hit list? What's your hit list?
Body
12,
count.
10, or body count. This is how we speak.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
But his list of girls he's been with, whoo.
Woo! Premium!
Woo!
Premium!
He's cruising in there.
Do you think
there's
it's
more it girls he hasn't smashed than it girls that he has? Nah.
Yeah.
Wait. There's more hit girls he hasn't been with.
No,
than
more
who?
It girls he hasn't been with than it girls that he has. So the ratio is higher.
Of course, there's so many hit girls.
Guys,
you were saying
you're twisting it actually.
You were saying there are more it girls he hasn't been with than he's been with.
Are you confusing me?
You're easily confusable.
Yeah.
What are you saying, man? We're listening to you.
So out of 10, out of 10 it girls, he's charred more than he hasn't.
Nah. Too many it girls.
There's
out there.
Too many.
Okay,
too
who? Many. Okay, who? Okay, after Nadia, who can he go to? Who else is left?
Jeez.
A lot.
Who?
Tebukhotebajane.
Okay. One.
He's not been there. Mm. Buka Samuels. He's not been there. Brown and Bombo. He's not been there.
I think you're just mentioning all your ones.
They're the top of mine.
That's your desired list.
Right? There's so many it girls hasn't been, man. Come on.
No, but I'm envious of his list.
Are you?
Yeah.
Do you want to smash any of those girls?
Woo! Nadia, it's beautiful. Nadia, bro.
Ah, she doesn't do anything.
Nadia
doesn't do anything.
No way.
Nadia does not do anything to me.
Zintle.
To me.
Zintle.
Zintle doesn't do anything to me.
Oh, yeah, Sol has a type. We know Sol.
Zintle is not my type, fam.
Damn, fam.
Zinke, you'd smash.
Every day. While I'm playing AK in the background. Composure.
Oh, Black Motion.
Super duper cool when I pull up.
It's on shuffle, Black Motion and AK. Oh, man, we can't do that. I love DJ Zintle, man. She made this podcast, so take that out, eh?
Yeah.
She made this podcast,
exactly.
Man. We gotta take that out.
Nah, exactly. Man, so you all it's not an insult. Finding someone sexually attractive is not an insult.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's fine. It's okay.
But you know how these people in the industry catch feelings, man. I don't
if
want
she
to
won't, then I it's fine. You. If she's cool with it, then fuck everybody in the industry.
Yeah,
we don't fucking do the shit for the industry.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But you guys think of the relationship is going to. You know,
is that was the question?
No!
Oh, yeah, fuck. Yeah. What's the question?
Wait, that's question, guys. I said, what do you think of the relationship?
It's a bit too soon, actually.
Too soon?
Yeah.
It's a bit too soon. But I couldn't care less, man. If they're happy, they're happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, if they're happy, they're happy. And one thing I love about AKA is that, I mean, with all these relationships, okay, there's that Nyaba girl. Oh, but he even sang about her.
Oh, Nicole.
Nicole Nyaba, yes. One thing I like about him is that he never puts the girls in the back seat and makes them anonymous. You know, he even writes songs. Like, you know, Kaifa's song was about Bonang.
Yeah.
You. Still one of my favorite love songs. So that's what I love about him. He will make a song for his girl and he will make it known to the world. Yeah. And that's how women deserve to be loved. Not in secret.
He doesn't hide it.
Yeah, I don't hide it in secret, and you know what I mean?
It's one thing I also saw. I was like, well, okay, that's okay for you. Just out there to express and, you know, show up.
And Madden loves those rappers. She was dating that American rapper before him.
Oh, yeah, what's his name?
Vincent.
Vince.
Oh, yeah, the one. Periods. Mensa, yes.
Periods.
What? No, my guy meant. Sorry. In my head. Gosh, no, hey. That was supposed to be a thought. Because I have a weird brain. So I remember things with terms, right? Oh. So meant, I remember it with periods. Like, Vic period. Oh, yeah. Vic period. Oh, Vic meant.
Yeah.
Big mentor.
That was the first time you spoke out loud, man.
Yes. Oh, fuck. Now you see how my brain works. Big mentor. Yes. Period. Big mentor. Fucking hell, man.
Let's have that as a topic.
Big mentor.
Yeah, so she likes those rappers, eh?
Yeah.
Now
yeah,
she likes them rappers.
She likes them
rappers. Wasn't she with the Major League guys as well?
Yeah, rumor has it.
Oh, she dated one of the guys. The
yeah. Hey, they also have a hit list.
Yeah.
Oh, they have a hit list.
Whew. The Major League boys.
I know one smashed Michali. Mm. And who else?
One was smashing Bonang. Rumor had it.
Whoa.
Yeah, rumor had it.
Hey, those boys.
Oh.
Hey, them boys.
Yay, we them boys.
We them boys. Them twins. Hey. Major League.
If they did a balcony mix with just the girls they've smashed, they'll fill it up. Am I lying, son?
Nah, Major League, I can't believe it. Yeah. Major League is, yeah.
All right, cool. We're going to play Never Ever Ever. You guys ready?
Never ever, ever. I've never played this,
so I don't know how it's going to go. Never, but yeah, we got a drink. Ghost Lady's got a drink. Saul's got a drink.
Got a drink.
I'll start. So if you have, then you drink.
Okay.
Are you guys ready?
My last drink, so it's cool.
All right, let's go. Never have I ever rimmed.
What's rimming?
Up the ass.
You've done that.
Hey, took my question. As in,
what's rimming?
Fuck up the ass or
eating ass.
Yeah, eating groceries.
So if I've done it, I must drink.
Yeah.
Oh, cool, man. No problem.
Whoa.
Oh.
So, lady, you were drinking as well?
No.
Yeah.
You were? Were you putting the drink down?
I thought you, if you have not, you drink. So
but didn't we say before we started?
Sorry.
No, if you have, you drink. No, I've eaten ass.
Yes, I've eaten ass.
How was it, man?
You've had the delicacy.
It was good. It was clean.
Yeah.
She was very, I ate ass once.
You refer to it as, it's like clean tripe, right?
No. No.
You said that. Mokhodi Monday.
Mokhodi Monday.
No. It was clean. So it was like clean. It's always weird because you can't be creative with ass. You know what I mean? It's just the same circle, Jay. It's not like pussy where it's got, you know, textures and skins and layers. Yeah, it was just normal. It was actually just a piece of skin.
How do you eat it? Do you go like...
Oh, you've eaten ass, though. You've eaten ass, nigga. You've eaten ass, dog. Show that again. Man, show it again.
Yeah.
You've eaten ass.
In slow motion.
Drink.
In slow motion, please, Nash.
Make what happened?
You've eaten ass.
I'm assuming.
Too much experience.
I'm assuming.
Too much experience. You've eaten ass, dog.
Yeah. These fuckers.
Yeah, play slow motion, please.
All right.
Just replay. Replay.
Oh, fuck. You took my question.
Aye.
Because I was going to ask, never have I ever had anal sex. So, put it in the anus, or in her case, took it up the anus.
Oh, no, I'll drink to that. I have.
Oh, let's drink to that, mate.
Yeah, but that's it doesn't count.
Cheers!
Give us another one. Hit us with another one, mate. Do you have one, Ghost Lady, while he thinks of one?
No, I'm not thinking of one.
Okay.
Never, ever, ever had sex at a workplace. Ah, my nigga.
I got fired because of that.
Wow.
My nigga. Yeah, I got fired.
Where you at? Oh, at 947.
At why?
No, at why?
At now, at why?
Ooh. I didn't tell you the story. Ah. I can remember they fired me the first time for eat the poo-poo.
Yeah, eat the poo-poo.
The sharp. Mm. So now, they're like, all right, dog, it's been 6 months, a year, I can't remember. They're like, all right, cool, we want to bring you back. So I'm like, all right, cool, clean. There was a time I had the club in
Katlehong,
paparazzi. Yeah.
Paparazzi.
Yeah. So they had me doing weekends, late night, like 3 to 6 in the morning.
Oh yeah, when they were bringing you back, and people were like, is that McG's voice?
Yes, and I mustn't say anything. Yeah. They said I mustn't mention my name.
Yes, that was the weirdest fucking thing.
Wow.
Dude, they brought it back to IFM and they said don't mention your name. Like, what the fuck?
I guess they were trying to teach me a lesson. I don't know. So now,
who did you introduce yourself as?
No, I just said, hey, Link, and then boom, boom.
Wow.
That was horrible.
So I did the first show Friday.
Evil
clean.
Thing to do, yeah.
Saturday, I leave the club. There's this girl, man, that I meet at the club. Oh, man, this girl, I've been wanting her for like months. The hardest thing you've ever seen, bro. Hardest thing. She comes to the club. She's like, where are you going? I'm like, hey, I got to go do this show. She's like, okay, I'm coming with you. I'm like, are you going to give me some? She's like, I'll think about it. I'm like, all right, cool. YFM, bums. I've been wanting these bums. I'm like, let's go. So we go, I do the show, do my first link. Now we go outside.
And you don't mention your name. That's important.
Yeah. So I thought I queued up the show, so I've got like 30 minutes.
Oh, yeah. You've just put the songs on skip.
Yes. I'm out there working my magic. Ah, dog. Within an hour or so, I lost track of time because she was playing hard to get.
Oh, yeah. So you couldn't just get this smash.
Exactly. Within an hour, I got so many calls on my phone. We had been off air since my last link.
So when the song you played leaving the studio, when it ended,
it was
dead silent.
Yes, for an hour while I'm busy trying to... And this girl's playing
hard to get.
Well,
you're smashing.
I was trying. I didn't even smash, dog.
I'm thinking like, because you didn't even mention your name on the fucking radio. You're there asking her, what's my name? I haven't mentioned it so long. I forgot what my name is. What's my name? Gandhi, you're still trying to massage.
I was trying to massage. I'm like, you know when you're trying to massage.
Yeah. You're still trying to get a...
Yeah. Oh. And then, that was the last time.
Yeah.
You lost your job over... You didn't
so
even
you
get
lost
laid.
Your job.
I didn't even get laid. Huh?
Oh, you lost your job.
Do you call that
a
job? I can't say, man. Do you call that a job?
Yeah.
It's not a job. If
I lost my audition.
How will they pay you? Will they pay you in cash? What is going on? Like, in an envelope. What the fuck? Are you not mentioning your name? It's like, it's not official. What the fuck was going on? Yeah. So that doesn't count. You can't drink. You tried to get sex at a workplace, but you didn't.
No, smash at a workplace, but that's the one that hurts the most. Cause
because you didn't smash.
Yeah.
Which workplace did you smash at?
Highveld and YFM.
Oh, fuck, at Highveld.
Yeah.
Also, you
I got hit during a show once.
You got hit?
Yeah, these snow bunnies are crazy, dog.
They were giving you a blowjob during the radio.
Yeah.
Jesus. Have you ever gotten hit while doing the podcast? Just to be sure.
Nah.
Why is it?
Well, I'm the only woman here, so I know. I've never seen another woman.
You're not the only one with the mouth here.
Oh, gents. Hey, gents.
Hold the fuck up.
No. Hold on.
I'm just trying to say, I've never seen traffic, like women just coming in.
Yeah, but that was not targeted at you. Like, anyone can give head.
I know.
Yeah, you internalize it.
No, I mean, I've never like just
brought a girl,
random
like,
girls come in, like, or just women, and it's like
I've never seen them.
I've never seen them.
But I've never seen. I can't say that I always see under his table when we do the show.
I know. I sometimes
maybe,
works
maybe
under the desk.
Maybe night before. Hey. Stay there. Don't move.
Hey.
Don't move.
Hey,
don't
please,
stay under the
stop.
Table.
Aya sometimes
stop.
Works Aya's under the desk.
Aya's the closest. Sometimes off work. And he brings pure.
He does work under the desk, you know. So you never know.
Oh, imagine we're single. Would you do that? Get ahead while doing a podcast? That would be lit.
If we were single, we would say, this podcast is brought to you by the ladies under the table. And then you go, hey, no. And then I go, oh.
Amen.
Oh, flip. Oh, damn. Man, I wish you were single, bro.
Oh, man. All right,
thank God you're not.
All right, Ghost Lady, let's go. Let's go, Ghost Lady. Never, ever, ever.
skinny dipped.
Oh, yeah, I sleep naked, man, so... I mean, swimming naked is like, I'm swimming, you know? It's like I'm sleeping.
No, so you have?
I'm doing a natural human activity. Oh, of course, skinny dipped. Oh, yes. Definitely. Oh, swimming so naked.
You've never?
No.
Oh, it's so lovely. It's
I thought you're a vendor, man.
Well, what is vendor?
You went to the... Wait.
Well, guys that don't skinny dip generally have insecurities about their dick size. Oh, that's what it has to do with.
Nah, I've just never had that.
But you told us about the bathing place that has a pool in Venda.
And it's boiling. It's like the sauna of Venda men.
Yes. That's not skinny dipping. Come on.
So you but you wear underwears there.
No. You're naked.
Oh. And you're swimming. You're
not
in the
swimming.
Water.
You just get in the water. We're not swimming like out there doing fucking backstrokes. Nah, bro. We're chilling. It's like a sauna. It's like a sauna.
Without Cyril. You know that's the State of the Nation address? That's a sauna.
Do you guys want one more?
Yeah, one more. Hit us with one more.
One more.
Hit us with one more.
All right. Never, ever, ever paid for pussy.
Oh.
Oh.
All of you drink. Everybody's paid for pussy.
Yeah, no, I'm not. I've never paid for sex. What are you going to say? Oh, so I was going to say something clever.
Can I say it?
Yeah, you can.
I was going to say, till she found out her man is shagging her domestic worker, then you've paid for pussy.
Oh, fucking hell.
Wow.
Anyway, you weren't the one receiving it, man. But you paid for pussy. Wow.
Anyway, man, we're out of here. By the way, big news, man. Pulukwane, the podcast special, the very first one, is happening.
Yes.
And guess what? We've got a sponsor now. Big shout out to Drip.
Likao Suhone! Likao Suhone!
Yes.
I mean, Likao was dropped as the CEO.
Bro.
What was he?
Yeah, he quit as the CEO. Someone's going to be the CEO, right?
You're lying.
Right?
Tato.
He's the CEO of Drip Group, but not the food.
Oh, for
not
real?
Not the shoe. There's a group and what subsidiary. Not the shoe subsidiary, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that, bro.
Yeah.
But it was such a delight. So we needed to pay for the lineup, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, yo, who do I know? That's got a company. Go through my phone book. Oh, I'm like, oh, look out. Let me call him. I'm like, yo, dog, we're doing this. Boom, 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 boom. I need 10 rand to pay the lineup. He's like, ah, dog, take 100.
Damn, so I'm going to get paid.
Yeah, we're all getting paid, dog.
Oh, shit, dog, boy. Yeah. Look out. Shut up, B. Yeah, he's on the lineup. I'm on the lineup. Yeah, you're on the lineup. You're on the lineup. Everybody's on the lineup. Dog.
Lady Doo's on the lineup.
Oh, dog.
Yes.
Dope, man.
So we're going to do the live podcast with Dineo Ranaka. Okay. She's going to play at the after party.
Ah, oh, dope.
Lady Doo is going to be there. Mm. Saul's going to be there.
Saul Pendugo's there.
Aya's going to be there. I'm going to be there.
Whoa.
Fuck. Yeah, man. Can't wait. It's going to be amazing.
Dope, bro.
Shout out to him, dog. You see what happens when black people work together?
When black people work together. Not black people fighting black people. When we work together as black people.
Now we've got Lady Doo on the lineup. We wouldn't have been able to get Lady Doo because we can't afford it.
Yeah, well, unless you talk to me. But yeah, you know, we can't afford her, of course. Lady Doo's like class A.
Yeah.
You know, the queen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm excited, man. 20th of March, we're going to be at IREX. That's my uncle's lodge.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Rexon, Bra Rexon.
Yes. 20th of March. Cannot wait. Click in the link description below for the tickets and whatnot and all that funny stuff. Yeah. Yes. Anything else I'm leaving out?
Yeah, my party as well. So oh, you said.
Another party?
No, you know why? We did Val. It was a fucking movie, right? Fucking insane. And people are like, we want another one. Please, please, Joburg, Pretoria, anywhere. And Mac was like, dude, propaganda. You gotta check out proper fucking ganda. So we're doing it, propaganda. 25th.
Yes.
Of this month.
Oh!
It's a Friday.
What?
Yeah. I decided, listen, let me go to my hood and bring out some people that I know.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Hit us.
So we've got the queens.
Yes.
Of Amapiano.
Yes.
Nicolele. Olele. Another queen of my piano. Seven's way to Lady Do! Oh, damn it!
Wow!
They say we are chauvinistic, whatever. So I was like, fuck it, let me bring another female DJ friend of mine again. Lorato Kanyako's there! Oh, no!
Which one?
Don't cut it, bro. It's gonna be crazy, man.
Wow.
My boy Mac G's there.
Yeah.
Aya Pro is there.
Damn.
Host is there. Robot Boy.
Oh. So it's a love fest, dog.
Love fest, man. Robot Boy is there. I mean, it can't be my birthday party without having a porn star as well. Olin Fega's there as well.
Aibo.
She gonna be your host.
Aibo.
God, goodness gracious.
Damn it.
You know, and then...
Hey, we gotta relook the Bulukwane lineup, eh?
I told you, talk to me, man. Yeah. And then, yeah, man, we've got my family. Vinjori's gonna be there.
Hey, let me call Tebuko. Tebajani, she must come. Yeah,
she must host. Call Tebuko. Hey,
yeah.
I need pumps. I need pumps. So spring pumps. I need pumps. Yeah, man. Ntoxin is a DJ from Forster. He actually did. It's a very. Yeah, I know.
Tebuko.
Oh, Philip, you called
me. Yes.
Him.
Yeah, I'm booking you for 20th of March, Polokwane. Just say yes, ne?
Yeah.
Hey, Tebuko!
Tebuko! Tebuko!
Yeah,
I'm booking you for tonight. Say yes.
I'm not here. I'm in Nairobi, honey. Sorry.
Oh! Hey.
You in Nairobi?
I'm in Nairobi.
Ah, what Kenya?
I'm back tomorrow. What are you putting me for in Kalama State?
End the show now.
Close the damn show. Close the damn show, bro. Fuck.
That's fine. I'm gonna announce the rest of the lineup next week. With that, we out.
Till next time. Fuck it.
Advertise, email, podcast @thisisbechi.com.